Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. Tom Markle is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the president, the founder of iBank.com. We're talking about the credit landscape out there. And, Tom, you were talking about, in the previous segment, you were talking about how a lot of private lenders were coming out of the woodwork, but they needed they would need somebody like you then, because somebody with some money to lend, those guys, just because they have the money, doesn't know how to find qualified borrowers. It doesn't mean that they know how to process a loan, how to manage it, how to keep up with it, how to all that. How does their money actually get into that kind of a system, into that kind of a structure, so that they can have some kind of feeling that they're not taking too much risk?
Well, that's exactly right, Jim. I mean, once you put $4 or $5 million or $10 million in the bank with a bunch of guys, you got to find the deals. So how do you go find businesses that need the capital? And as you know, the venture capital guys were funding 1 in every 100 deals, and then the bad times came, and it was 1 in every 500 transactions.
Yeah.
And, we've gone from, and we started in, we started in 04, and mm-hmm. we grew to about, I'd say 81 to 82% of all the members that posted for a loan request were getting seen by a lender, contacted by a lender. We don't know what the funding is, because obviously we're not in the marriage business, we're more
right.
in the dating business. We're
right.
here to introduce you to a lender. And we're very proud of those numbers. But if you look at what happened in the bad times, we got down to about 38% of the people getting connected by lenders, in the 08, 09 period.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 10. Right now we're running about 60, anywhere between 65 and 67% of our members getting connected with a lender. We've seen that pop off the bottom of, like, I say 35 to 38%. I think that's two reasons for that. One is, of course, a lot more private lenders coming into the marketplace, lending at the high teens and 20% range. And then you have just the fact that as more money enters the marketplace, you've got to be able to lay that money off and securitize that or sell the loans to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is these private networks are starting to form up of businesses selling loans to somebody else. It's already done. It's already packaged. The private guys have made them, and now they want to sell them to somebody else. And so that liquidity is really coming back into the marketplace.
Isn't that kind of what caused the problem, though, with real estate, the securitizing of loans where the collateral might be in question?
Well, the securitization concept is a good one. It's just how crazy it got. When we were doing securitization, when I started my public REIT here years ago, we probably did 4 tranches, the A, B, C, and D tranches. Well, now they have 70 and 80 and 90, 100 tranches. They're bifurcating that loan into tranches down to the ZZ level. And I think this is where it got a little crazy, because, the last tranche ends up taking the highest risk.
Well, some of those tranches were leveraged 70 to 1.
Yeah, 70 to 1,
yeah.
So the yield on them were
And never mind, the 70 to 1 and the collateral was not good.
Right. Well,
so,
now
so that was a doomed deal before it was made.
Right, and we're not seeing securitizations right now. We're just seeing the whole loan being sold.
Okay.
A bunch of guys make the loan, and they sell it for 105. So they made the loan, let's say, for $10,000,
right.
And sell it for $11,000 somewhere.
Right.
So I think there's more of that kind of private selling going on.
How does the small business on Main Street figure into that kind of an activity? If I've got a little wholesale company and I need to grow my business 15% this year and I need to borrow $500,000, $250,000, how does a small business owner get connected like that?
Well, they just go to ibank.com and they become a member.
Yeah.
We'll post their loan to the marketplace within 15 seconds. We'll have it in the hands of as many lenders qualified to see their packages.
And it might not be a bank. It might be a group of sort of like a sort of you're kind of talking about angel investors that decide to be angel lenders, really,
aren't
you?
That's right. They've gone onto the lending side of the business instead of investors. They may take, some stock in your company or some warrants or things like that.
But once they find out about you, then when you start talking about the deal. And the reason I think it's important to point this out, Tom, is because when you talk to, if you actually do have an opportunity to talk to these kinds of lenders, it's not going to be a transaction like if you just went to the bank. It's going to be more conversation. They're going to know you more. They're going to get more involved in your package. They might demand a business plan, whatever. It's going to be a different kind of a deal, more involved, right?
Oh, no question, Jim. You've got to dot your I's and cross your T's today. Matter of fact, we're telling people, we've now added several people across the country that are SBA certified plan writers.
Right.
So that they can really help the small businesses craft a plan that makes sense to the investors.
And Tom, the bottom line of all this, I've got to go to a break here. The bottom line of all this, folks, is this takes more time. So don't wait until the week or even the month before you need the money. You need to be thinking 6 months minimum out for some of these transactions. If you know your banker, your local banker, you don't have to go that far out. But for some of these other transactions, if that's what it takes to get the money, you got to have more lead time. Keep, you know, just forewarned is forearmed. Stay with me. Tintel. Right back with Tom Markle.
Yeah, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.